Welcome to Radio Kitchen. I'm Al Spohler. The season of spring lends its name to all manner of food, spring onions, spring rolls, and especially spring lamb. Just coming into market this time of year, spring lamb is a succulent, flavorful meat that fits in perfectly with this season of gentle dining. And Chef Jerry Pellegrino, spring lamb has a well-deserved reputation for being far milder than old mutton.
Yeah, I mean, of course. I mean, and this is, you know, it's a great time of year to be eating it. And I think, you know, lamb tends to be a little polarizing. I think
right.
people kind of love it or hate it.
Right.
You know, if you don't really think you like it, you should try some spring lamb. It's like you said, it doesn't have as much of maybe the gaminess that is something you don't really like about lamb. So you should definitely give it a try again. It's really good.
Yeah. When you butcher a lamb, there's all sorts of different cuts that you get. And
yeah.
I was thinking about it, and of course, naturally, you don't cook everything the same way.
Right.
So I think I'm just going to go through some of these cuts and talk about what we can do with them.
Okay.
I had one the other day. It was a lamb shoulder.
Yeah.
And it's a very flavorful cut, given the amount of work that the shoulder muscles perform.
Sure.
The problem is that there's a lot of bone in this particular cut.
It's like 50-50.
It is.
Yeah.
And it's not the kind of thing you can just sit there and slice off pieces.
Right.
What it does lend itself to very, very well is long, slow cooking.
Yeah, so, braising, of course.
Yeah, yeah, so
then the meat just falls off the bone.
It falls off.
And it is a very flavorful cut.
Oh, it's tremendous.
Yeah.
So, you know, get all the spices you want and get some nice braising liquid and do it that way. Now, the lamb chop is a very familiar cut, and it's one of the pricier ones that you can get.
Mm.
It's cut from the rib, and they're usually cooked individually, often over a grill. And if you got old grapevines, you know, some you have a friend who has a vineyard, that's perfect wood to grill with.
Yeah.
It's really fantastic.
You're right. These are fun. You just marinate them, toss them on the grill. You
that's
can slice
right.
the single chops. It doesn't
yeah.
take long to grill them, and they come with their own fork.
They do.
Yeah,
it's real easy to pick up. The rack of lamb, when you keep them all together, is really a nice thing to work with.
Yeah, and, certainly.
Just like the beef rack, you can make some sort of a paste to put all over.
And roast it.
Great for roasting or grilling.
I personally prefer the T-bone chops.
Yeah.
I mean, I think that, you know, instead of the loin with the bone, these
right.
are basically exactly what a beef T-bone is. It's New York strip on one side and filet on the other, you know, tenderloin. And I've seen them now coming in whole loins that you can cut yourself into double or single or double chops.
Mm-hmm.
Same thing, you know, marinated and thrown on the grill. They're pretty great.
Yeah. The lamb rump is actually, that's a very versatile piece of meat.
Rump steak.
Yeah.
It actually is a nice steak to cook.
It's boneless.
Right.
And you can cut steaks. Or you can cook it as a roast.
Yeah.
And it's just very, very flavorful. And when you're cooking lamb, I heard about 145 degrees internal temperature. Does that sound about right to you?
It's a little bit more than medium rare. I think rare lamb tends to be a little too chewy.
Yeah.
Cooking it, I know everyone wants their steaks rare and all that, but I think lamb, 145 is a good number for lamb.
Yeah. Finally, the lamb shank, which is one of my favorite things.
Again, that's a braising cut.
It's a braising thing.
Yeah, and it is a delicious treat to have a lamb shank.
You used to fix it at the restaurant.
All the time.
And I loved it.
Yeah.
It was wonderful.
Always a good time.
It is. And that's, again, where the meat just falls right off the bone, and it is so delicious.
Yep.
Well, we're going to put all these ideas on our website.
Yeah, of course.
At WYPR.org, and you can take a look at it. It's a great time of year to enjoy some lamb. Well, I'm Al Spohler.
And I am Jerry Pellegrino.
And you've been listening to Radio Kitchen, produced by Bob White for 88.1 WYPR, your NPR news station.